Welcome to This Commerce Life. We are an unscripted podcast dedicated to small businesses and entrepreneurs in the retail and consumer packaged goods space in Canada and the United States.
I'm Phil Chang, co-host and co-founder.
And I'm Kenny Benici, co-host and co-founder of This Commerce Life.
Our love is the journey to retail, and our passion is sharing that with you every week.
Prompt is like already recording. Look, it doesn't even come up as her name. It comes up as Herbal.
Oh, no, it's me. Hang on. Sorry.
So look at you, Herbaland Naturals. Oh, my
God. No.
Oh, big shot.
So fancy. You're so well dressed.
I'm the company. I am the company.
Good Lord.
Where are you going? A podcast?
I feel like I should go change. I'm wearing a tie-dye t-shirt, and you're wearing your in nice office clothes.
Like, where are you going?
I just got home from work.
She's like, why are you busting my chops? Like,
well,
just
because I'm feeling like Phil. It's a shit, man. I look like I'm going to I'm not even to the gym. I don't know where the hell I'm going.
There's about 4 inches of gray hair roots there, you guys. So, you know, I had to like, I threw on some lipstick for you. There you go.
No, lady, there's it's no gray hair whatsoever. None whatsoever.
It's a podcast, but you guys can see me. So I feel like look good, feel good, right? Yeah. No.
Yes.
Whatever makes you happy.
You're amazing.
It's all amazing.
This is okay, right?
Oh, 100%. That is that. Okay.
Jesus.
100% that is okay.
Yeah, this is not my first rodeo.
I can drink when we're doing this.
I love it.
I like a glass of wine.
I love it.
Except for everyone have a hot flash.
I don't have those. Well, not generally.
Oh, maybe a menopause too, though, just so you know.
Do we really like really? Is that really a thing though?
Really?
Yeah,
because I've read it, but I've never like I've read it, unread it. Like,
but is that us? Is that just us like pissing and moaning? Like,
yeah.
Are
you talking about the urge to buy a sports car at our age? Because that's not really
midlife. No,
that's a midlife crisis.
Yeah,
but I mean, I guess we probably could say that is the same thing as like men do go through menopause. You do go through like that whole hormonal shift and change. Mm. I don't know if you go through the exact same things as women because we have different hormones, but you definitely go through a change. Mm. Lots of times I think when men do go through it, that's when you start doing like the super adventurous kind of stuff.
Like, maybe that's the mentality change. Like, I think, you know what it is? I think we just get the changes, like just probably fear of death or mortality or some thing, but that's really not
you. Wait, but you guys, so what happens to adventure junkies who already do the fear of death stuff? Like, do you do more of it or do you do less of it?
Well, I don't know, maybe you do like more of it. Like, maybe like, what is that? Like,
I'm feeling like the wife is gonna leave me if there's more of it.
Oh,
because I'm kind of already,
you kind of already do that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe. Or maybe you'll be the opposite. Maybe this is where you start to like really slow down and you'd be like, okay, I've been here, been there, done that. And now you're just like, I want to couch surf and I'm going to dive into like some documentaries and do things like that. I don't know.
Are you talking about death or just a change in stage? Like that's Shalane.
I don't know. I'm just trying to navigate being a woman. I'm really trying to like, I'm in my 40s. I still haven't figured men out, but I'm talking as if I know all about you guys and what happens with your hormones. I know like a small minute part.
I don't think we're that complex, really. I mean, seriously, I don't really think so. I mean, I think mentally we probably go through stuff. I bet you any money.
No. I actually think men are more complex because like,
really?
we're full of like contradictions, right? Like women, if you really get down to the nuts of it, they do almost everything with a quite a bit of logic, right? But men, like we're like boys walking around in like a men's, you know, so kind of appearance. No, it's really complex, right? Because you expect that at 50, that we're men of 50, right? But in fact, like you're 17 from about 17 till you're 34, 35. And then somewhere in there, you mature a couple of years, right? Maybe. And then everyone goes, oh, what happened there? They got introspective and kind of smarter. And then all of a sudden you hit like 50 or 60, and then you turn into like this old man, right? Like I think it's all fucked up. Like I don't know how women look at us and go, you guys are idiots, right? Like what who put you in charge of anything? Why are you allowed to drive like heavy machinery? Like what is, like I'm telling you, like I don't
Wow, Phil.
I'm just saying, like, it makes sense.
I don't know. I told Carly was bugging her brother one time. This is like 10 years ago. So they were 15 and 13. And she was going off on him. And I looked at her and said, you know what? I said, just so you know, first off, he's a really good kid. He's a nice young, he's a nice boy. He's a good boy. And I said, just so you know, that's the best you're going to get. Because after this age, we go downhill, right? All the way to the end, baby.
Yeah.
So if you're already agitated with him at 14 or 13, there's no saving this. And he's a good one. Like he's your brother, but he'd be considered like, that's a catch. So I said, if you're agitated with this, man, I don't know what the hell you're going to end up with. Because
yeah, see, this is what I'm saying, right? Like
he set the bar. The rest actually, of us are like,
we think we're simple. We're actually not. Like we don't even half the time, we don't even understand what's going on in our own heads. Right. So I think that's,
yeah. What do we do about it? Nothing. Exactly. So how complex is that?
I think I've already figured it out is don't leave me in charge of anything. Like that's kind of the,
maybe that's why
that's really the answer, so right? Women. Just don't leave me in charge of anything. And then like, I've done my public service. That's the way it should work. So,
wow.
I think you guys aren't as, you're saying that you men are simple, but no, I don't agree with that either. I think you guys are more complex for sure. Different emotions, different mentalities.
I mean, the wiring I think is basically different.
Yeah.
You guys have testosterone and we have estrogen. I mean, guys do have estrogen, by the way. So don't think that you guys don't, but your male hormone testosterone is just like, raw, right?
It changes the mentality. It changes the wiring.
You walk around in testosterone, like in the bubble where you're just like, must do this, blah, blah. Like you have a different, where women are, we all know, emotional creatures. We don't totally do everything. I even today, I'm trying to be like, don't get emotional. But I'm like, I'm a woman. I get emotional. So it's just different. Yeah. Polar opposites, but.
Interesting.
Complex in your own way, men. Different decision makers for sure.
Yeah, sure. So.
Right. Like,
different.
I don't know
about decision makers, but different.
Different. There are a lot of male decision makers and you look at decisions that are made. If you were to compare that, if you were to put a man and a woman and be like, what is your decision around this? Like, you know, do a study and have them separate, give them something to, you know, make a decision about. The answer is probably going to be different, or there might be like, maybe it's very similar, but the rationale behind it,
the rationale and the path is going to be probably different, which is probably why I like working with women generally is because
me too.
It's a different mind. I don't know. It's we're probably gonna get shit for this podcast. I can already feel it. I can already feel it. We're going to get like zeros and twos and ones, and people are going to be all over us with these general thoughts. We may as well continue on now. Why not? Right? But I do think it's a whole different, I think that's probably why like men and women really should work together. And with the balance does need to be better. Too many men in one room is just not good decisions. Yeah. Like typically decisions are going to be a train wreck in my opinion, because the testosterone kicks in and it just becomes like, who can yell the loudest, stamp the loudest, whatever. Potentially too many women in the room could be the exact same. Maybe just different way of getting to that end. I don't really care what it is, but I do think it's a nice balance when, if you can even it out, like I do, I think you just get better decisions because every, you know, one side grounds the other and the other one grounds the other. It kind of, I don't know. I think it works better that way, to be honest.
I
always worked with women. I like working with women more than I do too many men. I do. It's just different.
Well, it's a different conversation.
It's a different everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It is. The dynamics are different. I like it.
It's like if you were to go and have a conversation, like women are so like girl talk, get together with their girlfriends, we unleash everything. And your girl tribe is all like, yeah. Right. But then if I was to take the same thing, like, and have a discussion, the same kind of thing with men or like, and then I do have probably equal polarity with like guy friends and women friends. Right. And it is a different conversation. It's a different, like for me to go in with a problem or something, like it's a different, you know, the advice, it's totally, and sometimes I choose who I'm going to with something. Cause I'm like, I know I'm going to probably get the answer and I'm going to say this. If I want like a really down to earth answer and something where it needs to check me, I'll probably go to a man for that to be like, hey, I need your advice on something. I'm probably going to be like, hey, I just need this. And my girlfriends are probably like, what? But you know, sometimes I need that. Right. Whereas with women, it's still a little bit different. This just went sideways, hey?
It's just going to go nowhere good.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
It's like, amazing, though.
I don't know how to, where is this going?
No, no, it's a.
And welcome to the show.
That's exactly totally what we're going to do.
I'm just thinking, this is going to go nowhere. It'll go good from here on out, but we've probably lost like half the listeners.
Well,
I have no idea who I am, but we're
right about now. So
talking about men and women and their hormones.
So let's do that. So we have Shalane Wilkins on, and she works at Herbland Gummies. And what's cool is, I met Kenny. Obviously knows Shalane from before. Yep. I met Shalane at CHFA. We both worked at Pauling Labs on the NRC kind of business at different times. So I've definitely heard the name over the years, right? But it was nice to put all good things, right? So
it better be.
But good to put name to face. And then we thought, Shalane working on Herbland, it's just really great product, right? So we thought we'd grab you and get you on. And
I wanted the story too, because you're different. I mean, you've had some education, and then you went to work, had the kids, still work, back for some more education, done a few different things. So like, just walk us through, tell us who you are and what you do and why you're
here. We go. Everybody pour a drink. Let's sit down. Let's go.
Sit back and relax and have
shall we? Land show. This bring is what we should bring call it. It.
No. Oh, yeah. See, this is great for you. That's exactly what you want this to be. So there you go. You've got your
exactly
next 45 minutes.
What this
it's
is.
All about you.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Oh, wow. Well, I guess a little history. So I've been in this industry probably, it's pushing 8 years. I remember when I first got into this industry, and I get a little nostalgic every time CHFA East comes up, because that was my first trade show in the industry. And I remember walking in there, and people are listening, probably like, she's crazy. But I remember walking in and walking to this trade show and being like, I'm already in love with this industry. Like, I just remember walking and seeing all the booths and all the companies. And I was like, I'm home. I love this. I want this. I want to this is my space. And it took me, I remember walking in there being like, how will I see myself in this industry a few years down the road? Cause I was hired about 6 weeks before I went to my first show. But, my path going into the natural health and wellness industry is, I was young. I had my kids young. I was a stay-at-home mom. Actually, I did start, I worked at Save On Foods. That was my first job. I was 15. Mm-hmm. I worked at Save On Foods for 10 years. So I do come from a retail background. I worked in cosmetics and the photo department in North Van. So I did that for 10 years, met my husband at a Super Bowl party, had some babies, stayed at home for 10 years and thought I would try and, be a stay-at-home mom. Did that for a little bit. And then, decided to become a holistic nutritionist. And it was funny because I went through like a whole weight loss journey. And that's kind of how I jumped into this industry is that, I had my own health issues. So I lost some weight, got into the fitness industry and became a holistic nutritionist. And I ran my own practice for about a year and a half. And I loved it. I loved the natural health and wellness industry in the sense of like helping clients and things like that. But I wanted something more. And I was offered a position with Organica as their educator. And I tell the story quite often to people because I graduated from the Institute of Holistic Nutritionists and what they do is they actually will ask previous grads to give, feedback on what to do, when you graduate, because like anything, when you graduate high school, university, you have all these big plans and you have all this pressure to do something with all this education that you got. And then you get out there and you're like, I don't really know what to do with this, or I don't want to do this. Like, there's so much pressure to be you have to do this. You've spent all this time, and I felt like that was how it was. Even when I went to holistic nutrition, I was like, I'm going to open a practice, which I did. I'm going to see a bunch of clients. And then I was a year into it. I'm like, ugh. So, I give back to, the people at the school. I'm always like, your career is going to shift and it's going to change. And that's exactly what happened. I was given an opportunity to work for a company called Organica as their educator. And I remember having to do my resume and it had been 10 years. And all I could think about is like, what do you put on the resume after you haven't worked in 10 years? It's really hard. It's really hard for a woman who hasn't been in the workforce to be competitive in an industry that I'm just stepping into and, you know, filling out, like, I was like, oh, I was the fundraising coordinator for the PAC, and, you know, like, I'm putting all these volunteer things, and I'm thinking, I'm like, I'm not ever going to get hired because I haven't worked in 10 years. And, you know, this job that I was applying for was a big stretch. And I look at it now and I'm like, you know, back then I was so worried about it. And I look at it, it really opened my eyes to this industry. So I was their educator for a year and a half. And that's really where I fell in love with the industry. And I traveled across Canada talking about their brand. I got to talk to all the retailers. And I really, you know, that's kind of what intrigued me to get into marketing. And I remember some people in the industry who, you know, my mentors and my friends, they were all like, you're really good at this. You should do this. And I'm like, oh, I have no education. And that's what inspired me to go back to school. So I just actually graduated from UBC Sauder School of Business after 4 years with a sales and marketing diploma. Graduated.
Yay, congratulations.
4.0 GPA. Sorry, I'm saying that because I'm in my 40s and I can say that.
Yeah.
I graduated with 1989. I didn't have a 4.0. I can tell you that.
I don't want to talk about my GPA.
I had a good GPA in one class.
I never cared about my GPA till now.
Yeah, clearly I didn't either. So I don't want to talk about that.
Mine reflects that as well.
4.0. That's amazing.
Wow, that's killer.
Yeah, I mean, it still goes like that's not the top, just to be clear. I think the top's like a 4.33, but I'll take a 4.0. You know, I never cared about it when I was in high school. It's kind of funny. Like I played a lot of sports, but, and I didn't really think about the educational aspect, but when you're going back to school and you're paying for it, you really think about this.
It's different, right? Well, and you're a different age too. Like you get it.
There's different things now, right? Like when I go back to school now, I actually, you know, the kids watch me go back to school. So I've gone back and done courses. And you kind of like, I'm just going to do the course. And then, but you come home and the kids are like, hey, how was school? And then you're like, oh God, like I cannot come home with a C. Like it just, it's not okay now. Right. Like, damn it. I got to do some work. That, right? Like,
You're asking the kids to come home with A's and you're coming home with a C.
Yeah. Right. Like what the hell, man? Like,
I'm not going to work.
Well, I have a 13 and a 15 year old and my 13 year old, you know, she doesn't really, you know, pay too much attention, but my 15-year-old, she does because she's in high school. And so when I'm like, hey, I'm going to go put myself in my office, I'm going to go work on a project. Her first question is, well, when's that project due, Mom? And I'll be like, well, one thing about me that I can openly admit is that I do my best work under pressure. And anybody who has ever worked with me knows that I am the last minute lady doing the presentation the night before she's presenting, doing my best. That's when I do my best work, is under pressure.
It's got to get done.
It's got to get done.
I'll procrastinate because there's always something.
I recognize a fellow last minuter, but that shit is tight when you do it at the last minute. Yeah. It comes out. It's a point of pride. Like I'm right there with you. Like I'm gonna gun it at the last minute, but it's gonna come out and it's gonna be good. It's gonna be crisp and it's all up here somewhere, you know? Like
all the ideas are you know, flowing. And trust me, I've written New Year's resolutions to be like, okay, so this year you're gonna you're gonna plan ahead. You're not gonna leave things to the last minute. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be like so on top of your whatever, your schoolwork, your laundry, your housework, whatever. You're gonna be like, I got this. And it's like, nope, that's not who I am.
And really, does like it matter? No. So who cares?
No. Nobody needs to know, except for my 15-year-old who's looking at me. She's like, Mom, you should have got this done earlier because I'm on her all the time. I'm like, you've got homework to do. Get on this. So
do as I say, not as I do. First rule of parent.
Oh,
and
no.
The other rule is you do you, I'll do me.
No, but I tell the kids the same thing. So my kids are similar. I have a 20-year-old and then I have a 16 and a 14-year-old. And the 16 and the 14, like when I turn in things, they're definitely on it, right? Like, you know, and I'll say to them, it's okay. Like the standard has to be there, right? Like when you were small. Yeah, because I don't want to help you at the last minute, right? Like, I don't want to stay up all night because you got to make a volcano or whatever the hell. You
know, like, I got to read a book in an
hour. Yeah. But as long as because now they're older, right? And go, if your shit's tight and you do it the night before, I'm okay with it. Like, it's, you know, but, you know, if you wake up the next morning and it's garbage, then you should have started sooner.
But that should be with all of them. That's I got it. Daniel is way ahead. Daniel gets a project today, due next week. He's already done it like by tomorrow. He's all freaked out.
That's his sister. Middle one.
Right to the wire. Right to the wire. And if anything, even asking for an extension. And probably getting it because she negotiates it. But you know what I mean? Like that, they're two different kids.
Those are really good skills though.
I kind of admire both because I'm neither. Right. Because typically I'm like last minute, but I won't negotiate, but I'll get shit done. But it's like right to the wire as well. Probably not as chaotic as you two, but it's there. But whatever works for them. I mean, who cares? As long as you get it done, good on you. Before you go any further, what's a holistic nutritionist?
Okay. Good question. So a holistic nutritionist is a nutritionist that specializes in basically healing the body with like foods and nutrients. So we're kind of looking at the approach of things that go on in the body. And instead of, you know, I don't want to say instead of taking medications because you never should say that. We're partnering with conventional medicine. We're not shooing them away, but it's a holistic and natural approach to supporting the health of your body. And that's what a nutritionist does. So a lot of times when people come to see me or they ask, they're asking how they can, you know, change the way they feel through food and nutrients. So that's what a holistic nutrition is. So you can either have like a, you know, a bachelor's in nutrition. You learn all those things like from UBC about the fundamentals of nutrition and the foods we eat. And a holistic nutritionist specializes in things like orthomolecular health, which is our vitamins and our supplements and, you know, conditions associated with deficiencies and things like that.
Thank you.
A pretty cool program. I really enjoyed it. It was a year and I learned a lot. That's how I stepped into here. And
that's how you're doing what you're doing. That's why I was curious. I just wanted to understand like what the hell that meant. It sounds good.
It has.
I think the first time you told me, I just nodded and said, that's awesome. I walked away. I don't know what the hell she just told me.
I know what the hell she is.
I liked you anyway, so it didn't really matter to me. I thought, okay, whatever. She's pretty cool. I don't really know what the hell she does or what, you know, but that's all good in the hood. I don't know what I do. So what, you know, why would I quit criticize anyone else?
I hear that a lot. A lot of people are like, so what are you up to these days? You're doing a lot of things. I'm not such a simple girl. Like, you know, as you know, I in the industry worked for a company, Organica, worked with NRC, you know, I now work with Herbalife Gummies, like totally stepped into an entirely different role. Like I dove 2 feet into a role that I was like, whoa, here we go. It's been a fun ride, but I also still like my background is I'm a holistic nutritionist. I started my own brand a year ago. And, you know, as Kenny knows, one of my biggest passions is women's health, hence why we were talking about hormones. And I've been super passionate about that for probably about the last 4 or 5 years. So during the pandemic, when we were all at home, I started my own brand called A Hot Mess. And it's a pretty funny story behind how that came alive. But basically I created a platform for women and talking all about the things that go on in our bodies, our hormones, our health, relationships, all sorts of things. Started a podcast all about, you know, just talking about women's health and hormones. And awesome. So a lot of the times people are like, what the hell do you do? Are you doing the hot mess? Are you doing your own thing? Or are you working for a brand? I'm like, all of the above. Sure. Check off all the boxes. I am the professional multitasker and a professional talker.
I love what cued me into that is the, you know, the, so what are you up to? It's like, when you get this, so it doesn't actually matter because I think, I don't know about you, Kenny. I get that a lot too, because I am the same, right? Like we got the podcast going. I'm a contractor. I do all sorts of stuff on the side, but I also teach digital marketing at a local college. Right. And so like, everyone's always like, so, and so I recognize this. So it didn't matter what you said. I was like, oh, I get you. I understand what's happening. Yeah. They're like, we don't understand what's happening.
I don't even, people ask me, or there's that people don't even ask me. Like all the friends said, so what are you doing? You're still busy, right? And that's it. That they don't even ask me. Like,
they're almost afraid to ask now, right?
Because what do you do? You know, when you're thinking, well, I don't know, like a lot of different things.
Yeah.
It's no, I love it. I love it.
Tied to 9 to 5 or 8 to 4.
The podcast is super wicked. It's called A Hot Mess, right? And then you like I found it. So it's on Apple Podcasts and a bunch of other places.
It's on Spotify too.
Yeah.
I haven't done a recording in a while because I took on a new task of being a sales and marketing manager.
Busy.
Which is it kind of, you know, like a little bit, just a little bit. I mean, pulled off a big,
you're always on. Like I watch your post too. Like it's good. Okay, see, now I was gonna ask you, like, so like clearly, like what the hell are you doing now? Because it's like like at least before it was marketing, or you could say that, you know, the holistic nutrition, but I think, okay, like are you in sales? Are you in marketing? Are you running the place? Like you're all over the place. Like, what are you doing?
Oh my gosh, I don't know right now, to be honest. I feel like it all. No.
Seriously, like you look like you're like all over the place in that company.
Well, you know what? So again, I feel like, I don't know, if I was ever to write an autobiography about my life, it's just like so many amazing, like I've had so many amazing opportunities and things just happen. And I'm like, I'm the girl that'll just be like, I'm just going to go for it. So, you know, if an opportunity falls in my lap, I'm like, I never want to say no. Yeah. So I'm like, let's just roll with it. You know, worst thing you could do is fail. And then you got to get back up and keep going. Right. Mm. So, you know, yeah, I spent a year running, you know, getting my brand up and running with my podcast and, you know, Hot Mess and doing a lot of stuff there. And, you know, I wanted to get back into the industry and, I was so focused, you know, I just was like, I want to get back in the industry and working in marketing or working with a brand. Cause I love working with brands. Even though I had my own brand, this is just more of like a passion project for me. Right. And I'm super happy about that. I don't want it to become a job because I don't want to lose the luster and the love for it. So this is just something that's like extra. Right. So I had this opportunity. I remember like my family and I go on a big holiday every summer for 3 weeks camping. And I remember just finding this job come up. And I remember saying to my husband, I'm like, I'm going to apply for this job. Of course, I was having a couple of glasses of wine and I didn't mention this before, but everything that's ever come through, like becoming a holistic nutritionist, applying for Organica, applying to Sauder, I've had a couple of glasses of wine and just kind of been on the laptop like, oh, this looks like a great, let's do it. And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wow. So every story begins with the glass of wine here. So I applied for this job and I remember thinking like, I'm not even going to change my resume. And I got a call back the next day and it was for marketing manager. And they had been doing a lot of cool things over the pandemic. Mm-hmm. They launched this amazing campaign called Immunity for Community. Community for Immunity. Sorry.
And, I like that. That's nice. Yeah. Nice ring to it.
Yeah. And cool. What they did, and one of the cool things about Herbaland is that they're so involved in the community and I'm super all about that. So they actually donated over 70,000 bottles of immune gummies to the frontline workers during the pandemic. So they went around to the various hospitals from BC and then across Canada and just donated their immune gummies to the frontline workers. And so I had seen a lot of this during the pandemic, a lot of this, you know, stuff on the Daily Hive and things that they were doing. And it caught my attention. I was like, Herbaland gummies. And first off, I was like, you know, I'm in orthomolecular health. I've been in this industry for a while. I'm like, gummies for what? Like, cause when I think of gummies, I'm not thinking about vitamin gummies, you guys. Okay. I'm being honest.
What gummies
I'm
are you thinking about?
Cheerful gummies.
Like, I don't know.
Like chill, cheerful gummies. I'm
hungry. Like the ones on the couch kind of gummies, you know, those kind of gummies. Super yeah, because those were kind of getting it, you know, those were coming back for a while there, right? Yeah. So I was kind of like, what are these? And with a name like, you know, Herbaland, I mean, they get asked all the time, are you guys like CBD gummies? I'm like, no, we're not. But so
yeah.
Not yet.
Never say never.
Oh, I know.
Product it's like launch.
Oh, yeah. Never. I mean, if only we could get it in Canada. You know, I feel like we're 1 year on the way.
1 year.
But yeah, so I was kind of like intrigued by this gummy company. And so I applied for it. It was marketing manager. And I went to my first interview. And I remember they're in Richmond. And I remember I walked out and I called my husband and I was like, oh gosh, I think I'm going to get this job. And he's like, really? Like you've had one interview, don't count your sheep. Like, don't get excited. I'm like, no, I just have this, like, because some of the questions that were asked in my interviews, like Mike, like, what would you do to this brand? How do you feel about rebrands? And I was just like, you know, I was going on vacation in a couple of weeks. So I was like, I'm just going to go for this. We'll see how it rolls. And I ended up getting the job. So I was like, I remember going on my holidays and coming back and I was like, okay. So, I mean, they're a pretty big company. This has probably been one of my biggest roles, just stepping into marketing. You know, we're the number one gummy manufacturer in Canada. So, and like, basically they were like, here you go. Here's a marketing department. I had 12 people in my marketing department. I remember walking the first day. Yeah. I was like,
that's big.
What do all you guys do?
Yeah.
First off, I was like,
why are you all looking at me?
Just do something. Do what you did yesterday. I wasn't here yesterday. Just do something.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, like, and this is still the joke in my department today, but like, I have always toted myself to be like young at heart, super like fun. I like to have a good time with everybody. I walked into this department and I'm like, holy shit, I'm old. Like, yeah. This is the first time I've ever felt like we're all in their 20s, they're all fresh graduates. Like, I'm like, so my stories aren't funny anymore. So, okay, cool.
They're not even relevant anymore, right? They look at you thinking, what was that? What did you, what?
Yeah. No. And like, I'm like, I'm the only one with kids. And I remember the first day, like my friend, I remember the first day I was like super nervous and he's like, you know what? Good luck. Like, you're going to have like a great day. Happy first day. And I was like, oh, I'm so nervous. I'm like, I really hope they like me. And he's like, no, you hope they respect you. And I've never forgot that. Cause I was like, oh, cause he's like, you're the manager, you're managing a marketing department. And I was like, oh, so I'm not part of the crew. Like,
liking you is good. If they like you, that's a bonus, but really they just respect you and hopefully understand that you've got their back and they've got yours.
Yeah. And it's been fun. So yes, I started as a marketing manager and then kind of, which is interesting about the company and how I got into sales and marketing, because this is, that's what I went to school for, is sales and marketing management. Mm-hmm. A couple months into the role, my boss is like, you know, how do you feel? I've never done sales in my life. And it's kind of funny because I love sales. Like, now that I'm like, how did I not ever go into the sales? Even though my old role when I first got in the industry was educator. And I felt like that was hybrid between sales and marketing. And I've always said sales and marketing need to work together to be successful. 100%. And I've seen it in a lot of brands where these two departments do not communicate. And things don't flourish. You don't scale. You don't, like, these two departments have to work together synergistically for the company to grow. And so for me, when I was offered the position to do sales and marketing and to work with the sales team, one of the things with Herbalan is just like, it really needed a lot more. It gave me an opportunity to work more with the retailers, which is like where my passion is lied. So it's been a cool, like, it's been a big jump. I won't lie. I'll be honest. I'm in deep and I'm like, wow, I'm doing it. But that's just kind of how I roll. And I'll be completely transparent about it. You know, I think it's good to have a little fear in your position, and it's something new and it's something exciting, but I do like a challenge. So that's what I'm doing. Sales and marketing for, you know, Herbalend, for Canada and the US.
Wow.
For both countries.
Okay.
Help.
Holy shit. Like, seriously. So you're managing the marketing department and the sales department for both countries? How many people do you have under you now then?
Yeah.
16.
How many?
16. So we have a big marketing department, a smaller sales department, a little bit opposite too, which is different for me, but it's working. I mean, obviously as we're scaling, we're growing, we need to have more people in the department, which is all part of a company's growth. But it's a good team. Like, you know, I'm, and Kenny, we've known each other for a while. Like, I'm all about becoming friends and like building that, you know, that solid foundation when it comes to, you know, your team that you're working with. And I think we're getting there with like my sales marketing. I used to have meetings separate with them. And then I was like, we're sales and marketing department. We got to be together. Everything has to be together. So,
I mean, they can have separate meetings, but it's a good idea. They need to know what each other's doing.
Like, if you don't get them,
that's a lot.
They're not bonding.
Yeah.
The time that you're spending is exponential to keep them together.
It's hard enough to corral the cats anyway.
Yeah.
The last thing is you need two teams of cats and they're not going in the same direction. Like, it's a bitch. It's a lot of work.
Wow. Good for you.
As you're finding out, like, people are not. There's a reason a lot of times we go into managing brands or you buy, you know, like different roles, because managing people takes a lot of effort, a lot of time. And it's
where all the gray hair comes from.
That's what happens.
4 inches of it.
And then, you know, and then to your point is, well, now you'll go,
I
to
have roots. Shorter hair than you. Yeah. If my hair was as long as yours, it would be white.
I feel like my dad. Yeah. That's so much white. Like, every building I go into, we were talking with friends last night, like, friends from Toronto in their town, Earth and Rob, and we were talking and I said, I go into meetings now and I shit you not, I'm dying for someone older to come in the room so I'm not the oldest. I just want somebody, you know, if it's a janitor, but anybody who comes, just someone please be older than me,
dude. So one of the teams where I felt old, like, everybody was a fresh grad. And we went on a business trip together and I said to the team, There were 8 of them. And I said, somebody book a car so we can, you know, so we can do this thing. And there was crickets. And I kind of looked behind me because we were sitting in kind of like a bullpen style. And I was like, no one's going to volunteer. And they're all like, we're not old enough.
You got to be 25.
You got to be 25.
And I was like,
you know, okay, what? I got to get it. This is not good. I mean,
you got to fine. I'll do it. Right. And then we get there and then like, so I'm the only one who can drive. Right. So there's 8 of us in a fucking minivan. And I'm like, oh my God, now I feel like dad. Right now. I really feel like dad. Right. Like, what the hell is. Yeah. So that was my first like, oh my God, I'm old. Like,
story of my life every day.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That's okay. That's okay.
You know,
but once you get there, once you cross that line, it's all good, right? After that, it's like, whatever. Yeah, I'm older, but, you know.
I have, like, it's funny because there's this assortment of in my team, and I do have, you know, Fran, who's actually my marketing lead. She's so great, but I'm always like, Fran, I'm really old. And she's like, no, you're still hip, Shalyn. You're still hip. I'm like,
you know when they say that?
They're not, they don't mean it.
No.
But you know what, though? Don't burst
my bubble. Take it. But really, you know what they're saying? Yeah.
You're not.
You're really not there. But you know, we like you.
I'm really trying.
We think you're pretty. We think you're trying to be cool.
I know. I'm really trying.
I know, but it doesn't know.
It's been, this has been like the most, like I said, this stepping in this year, like with this team, I was like, shit.
I think it's awesome. Ah, good for you.
It's amazing. It's really, it's amazing.
And I think I like your approach too, because I'll tell you what, like you'll spend more time with them than you will with the girls and your hubby. They need to be your family, like really and truly. It you know, I know people, you know, they all think you're bullshitting when we all talk this way, but you really need to have good relationships with the people you work with. It's, you spend a lot of time with them, like a lot of time with them.
I'm friends with, even like in my previous, you know, places that I've worked, I'm still friends. Like, I think that's what I love about the CHFA.
That's the industry though. This industry breeds friendship.
Community,
I love this industry.
Yes, me too. It's like, hugs galore. Everybody's like, you can't run this industry just on Zoom alone. Like we couldn't do it. It was clear as day.
Well, we did it, but my God, like I was not, so desperate just to hug people and handshake
and see people. And,
like just talking. I can give you an example. Like my first time at this within this industry was 2000 at Expo, when Expo was really small. It was only upstairs still. Like that's there was no basement. There was no other buildings. It was upstairs, the one level. And it wasn't all full. It was big. Like it was big for the time, but it wasn't full. And I remember the same thing that you did. I walked and I thought, fuck, I'm doing this. Like I'm buying this shit, man. I don't care what London Drugs wants right now. We're buying this shit. This is where we want to be.
Yeah.
I just loved it. It was so fun. And I've still got most of my business or industry friends are from this industry.
Yeah.
They're different. They stick differently. Like it's very family feeling. Like I love CHFA.
Coming from the other side, because my background is all CPG. So I come from, you know, kind of like Fortune 500s. And like, I am so used to like the old school blue suits and the, you know, I had a blue suit too. You know, you kind of like everyone like, you know, checking out badges, you know, and then you get the big gruff, you know, handshakes. And then I remember going to my first, you know, like CHFA and kind of natural show. You're like, what's going on here? Like this is like it's like a frat party compared to
kind of the Saturday night is usually a frat party.
Oh yeah, ooh, it's like whoa, but it's like good. it was refreshing, so right? Good. Because we're so used to like guarded walls and like kind of like, you know, sort of jovial, but everyone wants to be the jock, you know. Gruff handshake sort of people, right? So like this is
way better.
It's a super cool industry.
It is. It's a really cool industry. And you know, like just how much it's grown, like even going to Expo West this year for me, like it was fun because this was my third or fourth year and my entire team, none of them had gone. So I was like, I was like, okay, we're popping your cherry. This is your first time you're going. This is so fantastic. And like, I remember them like walking up. Sorry, that was probably like offside, but
that's okay. By now we've lost most people anyway.
We lost everybody. The comments
aren't going to be any worse than they started with.
They're like, there is nothing coming out of this podcast.
And I'll tell you what, better from you than the two of us. So just light it up. Go ahead.
Well, like I, you know, walked into the Expo West. I'm like, I remember their face lit up, and I was like, oh, you just wait. You just.
They haven't seen anything, man. Once you start walking, you can see the energy. They're all shaking, and there's.
Yeah.
Oh, so much fun.
And I'm trying to tell them now, because that was like, that was my team's first B2B show, right? So it was like Expo West, and of course we were launching our, you know, our new packaging, a rebrand. There was so much excitement happening at that show because we had just gone through that rebrand. So I'd push them. They all thought I was crazy, by the way, when I was like, we're doing a rebrand in 8.5 months. I'm pretty sure I had like the hair standing out here. I was like, Megadeth, like, get this done. Trust me, this is worth it. And they're like, what is she, why is she making us do this? And then when we walked in there and we had everything, they were like, oh
yeah, now I get it.
Wow. And I was like, yeah, thank you. You know, this is what we do this for. You don't do a rebrand and not launch at Expo West after 2 years. Let's go. Right.
Get it up. Get it going.
Let's do it. But now we're going into, you know, even going into the CHFA a month later, I was like, so I just need to warn you, it's not going to be the same. Like, I love the CHFA, but your first show was Expo West.
Yeah. It's a hard show to bench against.
Yeah. I was like, this is like the biggest, and now you're going into like the Canadian side, and this is the West. And I'm like,
this will be a friendly show, and everybody hugs and they all talk, and your competitors will chat with you, and you'll notice all the brokers together. Everybody knows everybody, and nobody gives a shit. It's
wonderful. Well, that's the thing. That was how this show was, is everybody was happy to see everybody.
Absolutely.
We won an award. It was fun. Like, you know, it was good. It was good.
Yeah, it's all
where, good. You know, Expo West, you're like, ah,
but crazy. It's too much. It's too much going on, right? It's just too big. It's such a big show.
I don't even think I've ever walked the show. Like, I've been there. I've done one hall and been like, this is insanity.
No, I've done. I love walking.
Well, I know you're like crazy out there.
I just love it. I just love it. It's you just get wired for sound. It's such
you just get to know the guy who's driving the golf cart. That's the way that I do it.
Don't that find the golf cart there?
No, I just find the guys.
Sure, there's always a guy who's driving a golf cart. You just need to find him and make friends with him.
That's the guy at the airport that I know when I'm running to my next flight. But yes.
What you get to know is you get to know who has chairs if you need to sit for a little bit.
Yeah,
some wine stashed around the corner.
Yeah.
When you get to know that, the show's easy to do. No problem.
Yeah, you've got like your treasure map. So here's where we catch the cart. This is where we're getting the Pinot. Yeah. Here's the couch.
This is a couch here. There's a chair over there. They don't use their tables. We can take that for a minute.
Yeah. And they've got CBD down there, so we should be good. Yeah.
Oh,
good.
Anyone that has CBD, that's, you know,
well, that's
especially for aches and pains, right? Like, you know, I've walked the show all day. That's your last stop before you go back to the hotel. That's what you
do. So what's new and exciting coming up now with
the
gig here? Like, what's going on? So you guys rebranded.
Yeah, so we rebranded.
No trade secrets. You don't have to know trade secrets.
Yeah, no, please.
Trouble. Remember, this is recorded.
No.
No trade secrets.
Well, you can't tell us things that you don't want
to know. No, don't tell us confidential things.
No, I won't. So cool thing. Yeah, I mean, our brand, we went through a rebrand, so we changed the packaging. It was a big thing. So like I said, they have a lot of, basically they work with a lot of core values, and sustainability is one of theirs. And obviously we know sustainability is a big thing right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of brands are doing a lot of different sustainable measures. When I came in, I remember sitting at the table with my boss, and which is really cool. I work for, so it is family owned and operated. So it's husband and wife that owns the company.
That's
They've
awesome
owned it
too.
Since 2009. My boss is a female. So this is the first time I've actually worked. My CEO, my founder is a female. So I'm working for a woman, which is different for me. Because I've always worked for men, which is, they're both like, we had that conversation. Men and women are totally different.
Yep.
So it's actually kind of been a cool experience for me. You know, working for a woman and just like, even with my own goals and things moving forward. But so I remember her sitting down and she's like, listen, we are going to go. Well, she's like, how do you feel about a rebrand? Are you cool to do this? And I was like, sure. And then she's like, here you go. And I'm like, I've never done this before. So hopefully I got this. But she's like, we're going to switch over to compostable packaging. And I remember when she first said this to me, I'm like, okay, like super cool, super awesome. But also I am like, definitely, you know, I want to tread lightly here because obviously climate change is real. We've experienced a lot of things here, but I also don't want to be a brand that's not crossing the T's, dotting the I's, and you want to make sure that you do this right. And there's a lot of pressure as a marketing manager to make sure that all of our messaging things are like that. So, you know, it was a bit of a, you know, a bit of a, when she said this, I was like, okay, we're going to go with this. You know, there's a lot that went into us designing the packaging and pushing forward, but it's been such a cool experience and such a cool ride, to be a brand that is really, you know, focused on this and sustainability, even all the way down to the production is a big part of who they are and what kind of stuck out to me. So, you know, creating packaging, it's not perfect. And, you know, we've had a lot of blips in the way of getting to where we are. But you know, it's pretty neat and it's innovative and, you know, gummies alone, just the industry. And I'm sure you guys have probably noticed there's a lot more gummy companies. Like, so one of the things with Herbaland is that a bulk of our business is contract manufacturing. So we are the largest gummy manufacturer in Canada. And so a bulk of our business is contract manufacturing and it's like growing so fast because everybody wants to do gummies. And even when I stepped in, I was like, why gummies? Like, I'm still trying to wrap my head, like gummies, you know, pills, because everybody's tired of taking pills. Nobody wants to take pills anymore. They have pill fatigue is real. People have a hard time swallowing them. So the gummies, like the big thing. So, you know, I had a couple things being like, okay, so gummies, pushing the gummies, and then this new sustainable packaging. So as we've pushed through with the rebrand, the sustainable packaging, our initiatives have shifted and changed. And that's been exciting. So we just actually, I don't know if you saw at our booth, but we actually have just partnered with a company called Veritree. So it's a nature-based solution company. They're actually, their co-founders own Tentree. And so they started this company, Veritree. And so it is planting trees all over the world that are verified. And so we signed with them to do, you know, tree. We're planting a tree for every pouch. So it's a really, it's
that's cool.
And doing so many different things like, you know, sustainable packaging, you know, gummy industry, working in the gummy industry and like building that out. And then also these sustainable initiatives, which it's exciting. It's a lot, but it's a
why
lot
you
of
need
fun.
Such a big marketing team though.
Well, I was going like, to say like a rebrand in 8.5 months just not, is pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, but
I don't
but,
know how I did
like
it,
to
not
keep
gonna lie.
All these things up in the air, right? Like to keep all these things going, you really do. You need a team for that, right? Like it's.
Well, I think that's why it's good to talk about this because I don't think people really get sometimes the complexity of that. Like a rebrand in itself on a brand that's got some breadth and distribution, 8.5 months is really not.
No, but a rebrand always is high stakes, right? Because 100%, you
don't know.
You know, like there's, well, you only have so much data that says, oh yeah, people will know it's you after. Right. Like, or that people aren't going to hate it. Right. Like
or they're going to love it and say, oh my God, this is even better. I'll tell more people. You know,
yeah. There's a lot of, you know,
calculated guesses.
Yeah. There's a lot of cold sweat is what I was going to say.
I would say cold sweat. For me jumping in new to the company and just from like, you know, like one of the questions they asked me in the industry or like in the interview, was, what would you, they brought up the rebrand. They're like, how would you change our packaging? And I feel like these interview questions, sometimes they're a trick, you know, like, I'm like, okay.
We love our packaging. Why'd you say we're going to change it?
Yeah. Like I love it. And it's funny because now I do interviews. So we throw out these questions and I'm like watching them sweat in the chair. Cause they're like, well, I actually think it's really good. And I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, that's not the answer I'm going for. Like I want you to tell me, like, I'm hiring you for a graphic designer. They need you to tell me how to fix this, right? Like, don't tell me it looks fabulous. Yeah. I'm asking you for a reason. So I remember like sitting there and being like, I don't know, but I knew something had to change. And just based upon my experience of being in the industry and knowing the retail space, it's a highly competitive market, very, very saturated. And more so because we're established in Canada, but the US and the US is a beast. And we know that. And it's a totally different market. And that is one of the things, like, even with my team, I'm like, we cannot go into the US thinking the same way that we do for Canada. Business in Canada is this way. Business in the US is this way. And to be honest, like even going in as like the sales manager for the US, like I learned a lot of this just watching, like being with NRC and watching the business in the US and just being a part of that, like, which is kind of the cool part about the different organizations and brands I work with. You take a little piece of you wherever you go. And, and you know, we are a tight knit community. Like I said, I'm friends with all the people that I've worked with in the past. And I believe all the people were, they're all mentors and moving, you know, for me to be able to do this. Right. So Yeah, it just it's been very it was a, I at the time when I did the rebrand, I was just more excited to change the packaging because I saw opportunity. And I don't know if that, you know, not to like, I don't know. I don't want to say that's one of my gifts or my passion, but I do from coming from a retailer space and seeing the opportunity, I knew that something had to change. I knew as a consumer walking into, you know, a vitamin supplement section,
Right.
you have 7 seconds to stand out on shelf. You know, as a multivitamin and we're a gummy, you have to stand out. Something has to grab the
Fast.
attention of somebody fast.
Real
And whether
fast.
that's our call outs, whether that's our packaging,
Right.
what we're about, you have 7 seconds to grab somebody to be like, what's this? And so that's my mentality when we went in to, you know, do the brand refresh or the packaging change. And we did have people help us, but it was really like I had 3 graphic designers. You know, we were going to launch 5 products in March and we started our rebrand in November and we were only going to launch 5. In March, I launched 26. So we took an original
Jesus.
design and I was like, let's go with it. And then we
Amazing.
actually redid an entire gummy line and created something called Snacks with Benefits because I was given the opportunity, like, here you go, put your, you know, have some fun with it. And it really was
That's
me
cool.
and the team of 3 graphic designers, 3 marketing coordinators, and an e-com team to be like, how do we do this? How do we pitch this? And so, you know, it was teamwork to
That's
get us there.
amazing.
Yeah, it was
Wow.
fun. It was crazy, though. I'm not gonna
That's
lie.
nuts. I mean, that's a little
100% crazy.
I mean, the only way I think we actually were able to do this is because there's over 200 employees at Herbalife. So, you know, I come from, you know, I worked in a, you know, Organica was a large company, and then I worked with Endersea, and then we were a very close-knit group of folks there. And then I went from having, you know, 2 of us in marketing to 12, and then an in-house research and development team and regulatory affairs. So I think that's the only way we are really able to pull off a rebrand in that short amount of time because.
Well, if you got a lot of stuff in-house and people who are experts
Yes.
of it,
And that's
but
the
still,
thing.
it's a
That's
lot of
the difference.
coordination, right? Don't discount it. Just a lot of people makes lots of things easier, and a lot of people complicates a ton of stuff.
Well,
It can go both
absolutely.
ways, right?
Too many
Yeah, you've
cooks.
got to keep them
Like
coordinated.
now, again,
I
now
mean,
you have
that's,
cats, and now you got cats in 50 buckets, and they're all over the place.
I know.
That's not easy.
But it was fun. We had
I
a
didn't
lot of
realize they were
fun.
that big. Oh shit. I honestly
That's
didn't. I thought
amazing.
they were like 50, 60 employees, which was big anyway.
I think we
200.
have
Holy
about
shit.
225 right now.
Wow.
Big.
So
Okay.
we have 4 facilities, 125,000 square feet of manufacturing. So we manufacture all of our
Wow.
products in-house. Yeah. A team of 14, research and development and quality control.
That's good too.
Yeah, I mean,
Wow.
anytime you guys want to come for
Big.
a gummy tour, it's pretty cool. Actually, I never thought I would get excited about going for a gummy tour. And then when I
Write that
went
one
in,
down, Phil. We have ideas, Shalane. We've
no,
got
you should. But
Oh,
we've
we
got
have
ideas. We
ideas.
have
But it's
one of
pretty
these days,
fun.
we're going to share our ideas with you. But we have
Yeah.
ideas. We will be there.
I wrote Shalane down like I think the first 5 minutes.
I told you you would.
Do am I on a scrap of paper or a post-it note? And you're gonna be like, why did I write that right?
You're on a list. A good list, but a list.
Between the two of us, we'll remember why. Don't worry. One of us will remember bits and pieces. We'll put it together. Well, that's why we wrote our name down. Yeah, that's
For the
why.
gummies, hopefully not under a hot mess, disorganized
Well, it
food
might be all of it. So
I'm
who
gonna
knows?
go listen to a hot mess. Like
Oh gosh.
I'm
You know, the
excited.
first it's it, oh God. Now everybody's gonna go listen to it and be like, oh
That's the whole
wow. You
point of it.
should. It's
That's
called
the
a
point
hot
of it.
mess. We'll put the link in the episode
Oh,
notes, but yeah.
let's put it for like the ladies. You know, it's funny because that podcast, there's only a few episodes, but the first couple of ones, you know, I had guests on it, and the one girl that I had on there, she's a life coach, she's fantastic. And I'm pretty sure she was just like nursing me through the pandemic for the first time. I'm like, this sounds like a therapy session. She's like, well, it kind of is. Your viewer, your listeners are going to want it. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I had like these two women on it, which, you know, I've gotten a lot of response, but it was like, life's too short to have bad sex. So, I mean, you could check that one out. Like, that one might not be boring, but I'm like, it's really geared towards women. So, I mean, you guys might be like, whoa.
Nope, I am going to.
I'm going to
I have
check it
your
out.
phone number. I've got your phone number. I'm going to connect you with somebody. I'm doing this. I'm seriously. I've got someone I want you to talk to.
But I think one of the things about podcasts that I love the most is just how everyone gets to the story that they're trying to get to. Like, so it actually doesn't matter to me. Like, I think they're all amazing, and I think
I like listening
the way
to them.
you, the way everybody peels it away, like I'm constantly amazed by it. So that's what I listen for more than anything. So plus, honestly, like, I think I've said this before somewhere on the podcast, but I've sold more women's health products than I could care to ever admit, between FemHigh, yeast infections, lubricants.
I bought them all too, buddy.
Pads, tampons, liners. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, there's very few things that really kind of scare me away. So I'm all good. Like, it's
good. I think that's great. I actually, I love it. It's funny, because before we got on this podcast tonight, I've been super, I work with retailers still, and Nature's Fair is one of my favorite retailers. Mm-hmm. So I'm in my third year of, I run a women's series. It's called a women's series. Mm-hmm. And I started it 3 years ago in the beginning of the pandemic. And
okay.
It's a 4 week series of talking about women's health and different things. This year, tomorrow is my libido talk. So we're talking about libido and women's health. And I actually have, she's one of my mentors, but she's become a really great friend, but Lorna Vanderhaeg has been doing it with me this series. Cool. Been great. So it's funny.
She's like an icon in the industry.
She is. I mean, she's definitely a leader in women's health. She paved the way for a lot of women founders and has created, she's created a lot of opportunity for women in this industry. And honestly, like, somebody asked me this a little while ago, because I actually was interviewed for a Game Changer article. And so they were like, what is your goal in the industry? And I'm like, when I jumped in, when I first started in the industry, I was just so in awe and I just wanted to be a part of it. And now I just want to create like polarity in the industry of women in the exec suite, and seeing more women founders, and kind of making it more equal, because that is one thing about the industry. It is very male dominated, and that's fine, but I want to see more women, climbing the ladder and being in these positions and these decision makers. And because I think it'll only be more beneficial in this industry, and it's growing rapidly, and you see it more. I see more women brands coming forward.
I'm telling you right now, it's changed dramatically.
Dramatically. Just unbelievable. Like,
it's much better now. At least
it's exciting. It's so exciting, awesome. And I love seeing it. And I love this CHFA, the awards of women of influence. Like, there's so many amazing opportunities. It's awesome. And I think Lorna, she was my mentor in holistic nutrition school. I actually had to interview somebody in the industry, and she was the one that I got to interview. And I remember I was so scared going on the phone call with her. And I was like, I had to ask her, I had all my dorky notes. Like, so as a mom, how do you manage your career and the kids?
I cannot see you being nervous at all.
Oh, I know. Like,
actually really nice. She's not hard to talk to. Lorna's
She's pretty amazing. Such a great mentor.
For sure.
Like, I have a bunch of great mentors in this industry, but she is one of them. And so it was super. I remember I was really even nervous asking her to join me on this. And she was like, oh, I'd love to do this with you. And I was like, really?
What?
Yeah, totally. I was like,
what?
That was really easy. And she's and we've been having so much fun. So long story short, the book I was looking at before we got on this, The Vagina Bible, I'm doing my homework for tomorrow's episode with Nature's Fair.
Well, if you're talking libido.
Right. Talking about the libido. I've got all my books here.
That's it. Anyway. Ready to go.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That's pretty cool.
That's exciting.
What are you doing with yourself? I'm like, getting into the Canadian and US market with gummies, and I'm talking about libido with Nature's Fair and all the viewers with Lorna. I'm doing all sorts of things.
We've got to try to get Lorna on the show, Phil.
That's what
we
should
do. We should try to get Lorna on. We've got to talk to
her. But I think what you're doing is amazing.
Thank you.
I think it's awesome. I think it's fantastic. It's neat to see you out there. Your posts are good. I have always liked you. You know that. I mean, I think you're just pretty cool.
It's inspiring. Yeah,
that's coming from an old person. So that's about as good as, the young person calling you cool. I mean, I think you're cool. I actually mean it. Just so you know, we go back to the office. Sorry. It's only me.
I think you're cool too. You guys are really cool. We are a bunch of cool cats.
Wow.
Did that sound dorky?
That really sounded dorky.
No, I don't care. I'll take it.
Unbelievable, but I'm going to take it. I took it.
I accept.
I think I got called cool last week, Phil, didn't I?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, I was. It's recorded.
I think that was your hearing aid. Just
no, it's been
malfunctioning.
Recorded. Someone said last week, I think I was cool. I'm pretty sure that's on the recording. And Chalanda. So that's like two times in like 7 days. Like it's
now look what you've
it's
done.
It's been validated. It's over.
Do you see his head expanding? It like it's not going to fit in the screen in just a second.
I think it's listen, two times in 1 week, if somebody said I was cool, I'd be like, I mean, I know. I'm wearing a leather jacket. <They're> cool.
And I'm connecting you with somebody that you may already know. And if you don't know her, you will now.
Oh, surprise. Is it going, you sending that to my inbox?
No, I'm going to send it to your text. You're going to text both of you.
Amazing.
I just love this person.
Is this for funny. The podcast? Is this to
it
get
me? It could be. And I'll tell you why, because I talked to her a couple weeks ago, and Ashley Phil and I talked to her last week. And like one of her things, it's just funny because you brought up the hot mess. Yeah. One of her things was, you know, going through the age, mid to little later 40s, the menopause thing, can't mm-hmm. find anything, can't find information, doesn't know where to look. You know, you do all the searches, it takes you rabbit holes, and like I know, because even with M&P, like when you're trying to find stuff, it's hard to find stuff, right? But I think you two would need to connect.
Wait, did I talk to her? I don't know what he's doing.
I'm doing this thing.
Okay. While he's doing his thing, if people want to find you, talk to you, reach you, how do they? Is LinkedIn the best place to find you? You're like, I'm busy. Don't
send me anymore notes. I was actually going to take it to the other way. It's probably because I'm halfway down my glasses. Going to be like, for a good time call. No, I'm kidding.
It's a family show still, eh? Now we've lost everybody. Okay, if we haven't lost them like an hour ago, like we lost them for sure again. They're just gonna be the comments on this is gonna be like our ratings are gonna go right to shite. That's what's gonna happen. We're gonna get like
okay, first
cancel culture. We got cancel culture.
I love it. I love it.
Oh my gosh. So what guest number am I?
We're at 238 now. You'll be 245.
245 ish.
Yeah.
245.
We've been doing this for 4.5 years. Yeah. We didn't even get to 250.
You know what though? You know what's
now we're done.
You know what's amazing is that I remember when you were like when we worked together a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I just do this podcast. And I was like, really? This is super cool.
Twice
and like, twice so now I'm 245.
245.
Yeah.
245. That's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, I've listened to a few of yours. I had to like you had some good ones. I had to get on there and listen to them. And I think it's awesome. And I'm so like, honestly, I'm so thrilled that you asked me and honored. So
I was thrilled he said yes.
No, we were.
I mean, I might have plummeted your show. Sorry about that.
Not at all. Not at all.
No, it's just our ratings are going to go right to hell.
Your ratings are going to go in the toilet because they're going to be like, who is this lady?
Yep. Here we go. We're at it again. And right down a path they shouldn't have gone.
Come on. It's entertaining. But
I think so too. Trust me.
To be professional.
Put the glass of wine down and talk seriously now. At minute
in the bottle? No, 60. I'm kidding. Yeah, LinkedIn is a great place. I feel like if we want to be super professional, yeah, LinkedIn. You can find it.
And yet you're still fun on LinkedIn too, so which is good.
Yeah, I mean, you can slide right into my DMs on LinkedIn. We're good.
All good in the hood.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah. That was awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well,
for
thanks for having
this.
Me on the show, you guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. Like, seriously, I'm glad.
Couple good laughs.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. You can go now.
And then keep us up to date. So as things,
yeah.
If you add new things, you need
or if you're
more
seeing something
guests
cool
for
out
a
there,
hot
like,
mess.
Things are happening. Let us know.
You know, yeah. Anything that's going on, you just let us know. Yeah. Like, ping us back. Come on anytime.
Like, if you find one of the guests that you think mm-hmm. would be great on yours, just let us know, and we'll do the intros.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good. You guys definitely should reach out and get Lorna on there. She's got
it's a good idea.
Stuff.
I forgot about it. I just haven't.
Yeah,
just haven't
she's
done
pretty
it.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's got an amazing. She's an amazing.
Her story's
career
cool,
path.
Right?
It's very cool,
it, right? And she's done a lot. For
very inspiring. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's she still good. Is. So it's cool. I love it that she still loves it so much. So anyway, you should definitely. Cool. Okay, guys. Amazing. Nice to see you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ciao.
Yeah.
No.
She's cool.
Oh, she's a bundle of freaking energy. You kidding me? I love her.
She is so cool.
That's why I liked her when we were working together, because you know what? She's just so.
Yeah.
It's good. Like, she's got so much energy.
Like, for the listeners, like, I literally, I've met her, I don't know, for 15 minutes at CHFA.
Oh, I didn't think it was that long.
Maybe, right? Maybe five and then minutes. We jumped gonna... right into it. Like, yeah. I think I could hang with her all night.
Oh, like you could. She was... I'm telling you, man, you go out with her, like, it's a hoot. Like, she's really, really she's easy hilarious. To be around. She's really easy to be around.
Yeah.
She's a very, very nice person.
Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. And that's I think, like, this is one of those things too. Like, I know she thinks, you know, she, like, Lorna is very inspiring, whether you're male or female. But I think too, you look at the things that Shallan is trying to do, right? And the energy that she's putting into all the things she's doing.
I mean, it's awesome. You
know, yeah. I think it's
like, amazing. I mean, seriously, I mean, how cool is that?
Yeah.
You know, and not in a stuffy format. That's, again, this is why this industry is so much more fun to be in sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it's not the stuffiness, right? You're just, you're trying your best, and she's not scared to make mistakes. And, you know, I don't know. I think it's pretty cool.
I like it. I like it a lot. Yeah.
Me too, really buddy like boy.
It's cool, dude.
That's it.
That's all I got.
I got nothing else for you either. I got to go do some spreadsheet work, which is... really a drag.
Thank you for listening.
Really appreciate it.